Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome back to the Aftermath Blog Talk Radio Show, which we're dedicated to the post-apocalyptic genre. I'm basically going to discuss a little bit of news about the upcoming movie The Road by Cormac McCarthy. Obviously, we've been talking about that a lot here, on the previous show 2 weeks ago. And we're going to delve into a movie that I saw 30 years ago, and also the book by the same name, Damnation Alley, and which is a pretty good post-apocalyptic movie in its own right, but we're going to kind of go more in-depth into that in a little bit later. This is Will Coy, obviously, and let me just talk about the road here first. Pretty much there's not really much news on the road right now other than, if you scour the internet, you'll find many entertainment writers, different papers from different cities, putting it on basically their must-see movie list for this fall. There is a bit of information though on the Quiet Earth website. That link is there on my website here, and that's www.quietearth.us. What Quiet Earth has over there. He's got one of the actors, Jeremy, by the name of Jeremy Ambler, who's going to play one of the unfortunate cellar people in one of these one of the most creepy scenes of the book. And he sent over some photos and over to Quiet Earth, and they've got them on display on his website. And if you just scroll down, if you go to his website, Quiet Earth. You scroll down some, you'll find that that post right down there. You can't miss it. It says behind the scenes, pics from the road, plus official film website kind of. And that's another thing. When I said about really there's not much news, I think there's a lot of discussions. Why hasn't there been a teaser? Hard to say. This getting this close, especially they're going to be putting out a limited edition here around November 14th, which is probably, which is 1 month away. Wide release would be right around Thanksgiving, and they have an official website. It's the road www.theroad/movie.com. Nothing there right now. It says opening in select cities, full site coming soon. Theaters nationwide November 26. So not really too much going on the website, which obviously we're all kind of waiting for a little glimpse, hopefully, of a teaser. I've been checking every day at the Weinstein. You can go to Weinstein.com, or it's WeinsteinCo.com, actually. And you can go directly, because they're the production company of the movie, the Weinstein. There's a link right there, and it keeps saying a trailer will be coming soon. So, we're obviously, everybody that's on Road Alert right now is waiting to kind of get a glimpse of the movie and kind of get a feel of it. So, if anybody hears this from the Weinstein Company, we sure would like to get a glimpse of that teaser. We sure would like to see that come out soon. Now, back to the Quiet Earth post. He has, as I said before, some photos that were sent in by the actor Jeremy Ambler, who played one of the actors from the cellar scene, and there's a picture of the mansion where this happens at. And without going into too much detail, this is, I've talked about this before. This is a scene where people are locked into a cellar and they're basically food for a band of cannibals. And they're basically locked down in the cellar, and I'll just leave it at that. But if you go to the Inquirer's website, you'll see some interesting photos of Ambler with Viggo Mortensen. There's a group photo of the cellar actors, and I even posted on their comment that they really do look like what I imagined on the book when I read it. It's so they're definitely, you know, they look the part, that's for sure. So looking forward to seeing that. Some more information to come out on that, obviously. We'll just have to wait and see. So really, right now, there's really just not much news on the road. Yeah, I'll point you again, like I said, to Quiet Earth, www.quietearth.us. I'd also, there's a lot of discussion going on at the IMDb website. You know, that there you're going to probably find a lot of discussions on the boards. And so if you're really into the movie coming up, if you read the book or you're just interested, just to find out more, I'd point you in that direction. All you have to do is just Google the road, and the IMDb site will come right up. So you go directly there. You head down to the bottom of the page, you'll find the message boards, and you'll find a lot of discussion going on. And that's nothing about the I don't understand really why the production company, like I said, the Weinsteins, they haven't come out. I know they, you know, kind of did the movie kind of on a low budget, you know, but it just seems like at this point, you know, they'd have something out, at least a teaser at this point. But I'm sure something will come soon, and once it comes out, we'll get kind of a glimpse of the feeling of the movie. Although there are several photos out, and again, you can see those photos at both the Quiet Earth's website and at the IMDb site. Okay, getting to really next here is about Damnation Alley. And also, our calling number here is area code 646-716-7562. If you'd like to call in, if you have anything you want to comment about the movie The Road, the book, or we're going to discuss the movie and book Damnation Alley. And that's what I want to turn to now. Damnation Alley, I saw 30 years ago when I was 9 years old. It was a pretty profound when I first saw it. The first 20 minutes of the movie, there's a scene there where, the main characters, J. Michael Vincent, George Peppard, J. Michael Vincent plays Tanner, George Peppard plays the Major Denton. They're both entering Air Force Base. I think it's the 123rd Strategic Missile Wing at Tipton Air Force Base, and they're basically going down into the silo to take their, their positions there, and to get ready for their shift there in the silo. Once they're there, all hell breaks loose. Basically, there's a large screen there. We see the missiles come up, and then there's a an overhead codes that come up after that, and basically, giving them the codes to retaliate, to launch back, retaliate, a nuclear because it is a nuclear attack. It's kind of interesting because this happened, like I said, 1977. It is pretty much during the Cold War. I think the movie did not fairly well at the box office. It came out really pretty much about the same time as the Star Wars came out. So it was up against pretty hard competition there. But also, it was a scary moment. 1970s, I can remember as a 9-year-old, talking about nuclear war, mad, mutual, assured destruction, all of that was, in our minds back in those days. So the first 20 minutes is when if you watch the movie, or if you haven't ever seen the movie, it's pretty, has a pretty strong impact there at the beginning. And The movie basically, let me separate this from the book. Let me talk about that first. Now, the book, written by Roger Zelazny, which is hard for me to pronounce, wrote the book, I believe, or short story in 65, and then the novel came out around 1969. It is totally the book. The movie is loosely based on the book, and that is a real, represents, you know, what it is. It's really loosely based on the book. They're pretty much two different stories. In the book, you really have a, let's say, it's really based around a character, kind of like a, I kind of look at it like a Mad Max or a Snake Plissken from Escape from New York, Escape from L.A. Type character who agrees to take a vaccine across the country to Boston because they're infected with a plague. And the movie is, I mean, the title, Damnation Alley, is because there's a route that's of safety between the West Coast and the East Coast and vice versa. And between there, it's all radiated. So, you know, you can only travel. Then also the planet is off its axis. But the movie, I mean, I'm sorry, the book pretty much centers on the main character and two other people in those three cars, and they're traveling through Damnation Alley, and they run into all kinds of different, you know, horrible natural disasters by gangs and other hazards along the way. And that's pretty much about the book. The book is pretty interesting. I only read the book just 2 years ago, so it was pretty much pretty different to read the book and then, you know, having seen the movie many times over the last 30 years. And that's about pretty much what I wanted to say about the book. The book is a really good read. I would definitely recommend it. That's Damnation Alley by Roger Zelazny. And it's kind of set, another thing I want to say, it's kind of after the nuclear war, it's basically America has there's several kind of police, city-states, I guess you could say, kind of, and there's three or four of these set up around, you know, what's left of America, and that's kind of the what's left over. So just kind of give you an idea of that. Now, and that's what I want to transition to into the movie. In the movie, it's almost as if everything has been destroyed pretty much. And in the beginning of the movie, as I said, is probably the biggest impact. I mean, when you, as a 9-year-old watching it, I mean, it scared the heck out of me, I can tell you that. And it's pretty real. Jack Smite was the director of the movie. Jerry Goldsmith did the musical score. Jerry Goldsmith obviously done musical scores, everything from Papillon to Planet of the Apes. And the musical score in the movie, I say, is excellent. Almost similar to a kind of a Planet of the Apes type musical score. It starts off basically, you know, inside this command center, their strategic air command wing, and you see the missiles being launched on the screen, and then they do a launch sequence, and then, you know, then it cuts away, and basically, you know, there's a little explanation there that the planet has been tilted over off its axis, and the atmosphere, everything is changed. You know, there's horrible hurricanes, all the time, the weather is just really out of whack. So, so between that time, 2 years elapsed, and all that's survived, at least we know of, is the Air Force, the people that's in the Air Force base, which are just kind of going to, they were shielded from radiation because of the facility, and that's why they survived. And that was in Tipton Air Force Base, California. Now, one of the most interesting parts of the movie is George Part, the character Major Denton, he and another officer put together this vehicle, two vehicles, in the movie. It's a Landmaster 1, Landmaster 2. There's actually only one vehicle. And it's very interesting. I did a little research on this one. That vehicle cost the studio $300,000. 20th Century Fox made the movie. It was an original vehicle. It actually ran. It ran on a tri-wheel, 12 wheels, tri-wheel, double two axles. It had a ramjack type steering mechanism. Pretty interesting, prop or vehicle to be built for this movie. So the Landmaster is one of those things that really kind of stands out in the movie, and the Landmaster has survived. I was reading here earlier today that it was actually still in California, parked somewhere, I believe near LA, somewhere in Southern California, but it's actually being refurbished back to its original. It had been changed a little bit. It kind of was one of those things that was kind of set out there on a parking lot as a prop for some rest or some business out there, but I believe it has been bought and is being refurbished and to its original, how it looked back at the movie, from Damnation Alley. So that's pretty interesting, and it's a pretty interesting little vehicle. But anyhow, the movie pretty much goes from this 20-minute sequence, like I said, with the nuclear, nuclear, deterrent to war. You know, we see the explosions and everything, and it transitions to that into the last. What happens also at the Air Force Base is that there's a major explosion there, and there's only left is our four survivors basically. So our four little survivors take the Landmasters, basically across country. What they're going to is Albany, New York, because they keep picking up the signal each day around 10 o'clock or each around noon, and the signal basically repeats itself saying, this is Albany, New York, you know, we have survivors here, and it's the only signal that the survivors have ever gotten. So they basically, once they get them into the Landmasters, they go through, you know, Damnation Alley, which is roughly about 100 miles wide from what they see in the movie. And they run into all kinds of different, tornadoes. They run into, they start picking up some people. They run into some kind of backwoods. You see folks that they have some that are pretty dangerous. So they have some conflict there. The thing about the movie, I guess, when I came 30 years, even back then, and I've seen it many times even since then, is that the beginning started out so well. The middle of the movie, it kind of twists and turns, and you kind of go with it. But most of the scenes, it's not really, the plot's not really thick, and it kind of just goes on with showing them traveling, with a red U kind of background, almost like a Mars-looking look to it, in a desert. And there's a little too much of that, I would say, in the movie, of them just traveling. Let's just put it that way, okay? And obviously there are a few moments when they'll pick up a woman, they pick up a boy. But there is one interesting part of the movie where they pull into Salt Lake City in Utah, and they run into killer cockroaches. And that scene there is probably the most memorable, other than the beginning of the movie. In the middle of the movie, that's probably about one of the most memorable moments there as they travel to Albany. The special effects in the movie were pretty interesting. Although what I had read, and I'd read this earlier, 20th Century Fox, when they began this movie, really put a lot of money in this movie, making it kind of a big budget film, but then they scaled back. So they started kind of scale back on a good bit on what to say some of the special effects, because even for the 1970s, some of the scenes are pretty, I would say, kind of subpar, even for that era, that time. But there is some pretty interesting. There's a scene, there's all during the movie, the sky has this kind of like, these bands, almost like northern lights, really what I'd call it, particle, what you would see up north, you know, Canada or in the northern U.S., what you would see at night at the Northern Lights kind of look. But they used lasers to make that effect. And apparently, from what I was reading here earlier, it took them a while to do that. And the movie was filmed in 76. It didn't come out until about a year later. And they did a lot of editing on the movie. Now, the movie, let me tell you, you can catch it usually on TV. It doesn't do it justice. It really would be nice. It hasn't come out on DVD. It was on VHS back, you know, but obviously everything's DVD now. It would be nice to see them put a widescreen version of the Damnation Alley. And from what I understand, there were a lot of good scenes that were added from this movie. I would like to see a more refurbished this movie. I think it would be pretty awesome, and I think it would do Fox right to do that. I bet there would be a lot of interest to see a more complete version of this movie. From what I understand, as I said, it was a lot of parts were taken out of the movie. And that's what the down kind of, you know, to get to the point, the movie, it's a decent movie. It's fun to watch if you've never seen it. And it's got the greatest beginning, but it kind of falls short kind of going towards the end. And it's kind of anticlimactic. And I don't want to, the glass is not necessarily half full. It's kind of half empty. And that's kind of how I felt 30 years ago when I left, and I still do. Because you keep building up, the movie does, seems like something that's going to happen. And there is a major event that does happen at the end, and they do get to Albany, but it didn't quite end how I would like to have seen them. And I think a lot of people, what I was reading on many other, some of the websites, kind of agreed with that same, excuse me, but with that same point. But all in all, it really is a good movie. It really, to get back to the beginning of that movie again, the first 20 minutes, realism. It really has a real realism to it that you just won't see on any apocalyptic movie, at least as far as The Day After or even Threads that came later in the 80s. And why I say that is because you really see kind of, as you say, you're sitting in the south and you see the missiles that are coming. You see them hearing the codes and making the confirmations. I have a valid message. And then them turning the keys, pushing the buttons. And you haven't really seen that before. And to be honest with you, I can't think of any other movie where they really had that intensity or showed that. And it really is pretty interesting to see. And it's like I said, it scared the heck out of me 30 years ago. Felix in New Jersey here is in the chat room, and he was talking about, like the scene in the alley where a guy starts playing a piano in key after it's apparent he hasn't been tuned for years. Yeah, there's that's the scene where they kind of run into these ruffians, and probably their most dangerous moment in the movie, probably the most climatic moment in the movie, where they run into a bunch of fellas. They're kind of roaming through the desert there, but I won't go too much into the too much. I'm going to probably spoiling too much for you already if you haven't seen the movie. But it is a decent, good post-apocalyptic movie. It was the first movie I saw for this genre, and it really piqued my interest. And well, I guess I won't say piqued my interest, but living through the 1970s and the Cold War being as vivid and real as it was, you really kind of thought, well, this something like this could happen. Thank God we did avoid it. And this was kind of the beginning for me, the first post-apocalyptic type movie where it's kind of real, kind of realism, but it's entertainment. And that's probably what always kind of interests me when I see movies, everything from Damnation Alley, from like I said, The Day After, Threads, the show Jericho, Survivors. What interests me makes not so much the apocalyptic part. What did this? What happened there? Even though For an entertainment value, you like to see a lot of action. It's pretty interesting to see what happens to survivors later. How are they survived? When did they figure out? What were they able to survive? At least keep from the past civilization, what they society, the tools, the machines, those type of things. And without going too much into that, that's really kind of really what interested me. That's why I enjoy doing the show. But I would give out of 1 out of 10, I'd give Damnation Alley probably about a 6. I'd say that it's definitely worth seeing. It's very interesting. And if you look at on my website, there's a YouTube video about the first 9 minutes of the movie, and that gives you a real feel of that the scene that I was talking about there in the silo. So, but again, like I said, I definitely, if you haven't seen the movie, definitely watch it. If you haven't read the book, I would definitely recommend it. And you can find that at Amazon, almost for $1, or probably get your, obviously at the library. And as I said, the book is totally different from the movie. And so definitely check that out. That's Damnation Alley. That was filmed 1977. Unfortunately, there's only VHS copies out. You probably check it on your local cable station. It comes on Fox Movie Channel right now. And I believe sometimes it comes on TCM or AMC sometimes. The book, obviously, you could pick up, again, at any bookstore. And it's definitely a good read. Really is a good read, actually. As I said earlier in the beginning of the show, we talked about The Road. No news on that, really. There's no trailer out or teaser. I would expect probably something to come out in the next day or two. Let's hope so. But if you want to check out, if you haven't seen it, go to Quiet Earth website again. Take a look at the pictures that Jerry Ambler sent in. They are spooky. Believe me, they really are. I'm seeing again Felix here is talking here in the chat room. Terrence almost lost everyone's that too. Yeah, the missile were ready to launch. I was consuming the military Twilight. Twilight's Last Gleam, that's a different movie than Felix is talking about. Exactly, yeah, that's exactly. That's another one of those movies where, you kind of set in a where you kind of like you see the silo and you kind of, you see the realism of what an actual nuclear war or how it would begin. And but I said before about the movie Damnation Alley, the sequence there, the first 10 minutes, 20 minutes, when you see it, will definitely make you think twice about any nuclear war. Well, with all that said, I hope I gave you a good idea of Damnation Alley and the movie and the differences between the movie and the book. Again, I give it a 6 out of 10. I definitely would recommend it. We'll try to come back here next Sunday. I'm going to do the show around 9:30 p.m. I haven't decided what movie yet I want to check out. I may even check out Twilight's Last Gleaming that Felix is talking about here. That would probably be a pretty interesting movie to kind of go over on the show. But I'll definitely post something here in the next couple of days on the website. And each couple of weeks, I'm just going to pick something from the past and talk about that, a movie or a book, and obviously just keep you up to date on some of the new movies that are coming out on the road, obviously. City of Embers is pretty interesting. And I think that might even be a post-apocalyptic, even though I haven't ever read the book, but from what little bit I've already read about. So anyhow, that's going to do it for me. I hope you have a good night. And Felix, you have a good night. And we'll see you next Sunday.